Emmy Blotnick and Emily Heller are comedians and comedy writers who have appeared on Conan and Comedy Central. And here right now, Emmy, Emily, welcome to Ask Me Another.
Yay. Hey,
thanks.
Woo. Thanks for having us.
Emily, we were joking beforehand that I bet you've never been called Emmy by accident.
Only like audaciously by people who are attempting to sort of fast track our familiarity.
Right. You're like, you're not ready. Give it some years. Give it some years. But Emmy, you must be up against the Emily confusion all the time.
It's not just Emily. It's also Amy, Emma, all the adjacent sort of little two syllable things and all the spellings therein. It's a joy.
Yeah. Have you ever just stopped? I mean, this is what I do sometimes. I just stop correcting people. Jonathan, you have no sound.
Well, that's good news.
There we go.
Yeah. No, I'm gesticulating and talking. And yeah, I actually said hello to you guys and I made some really funny comments, but you'll never know. So.
But you have it recorded on your end so it can be inserted in as a surprise.
Yeah, I have it recorded on my end and also the deafening silence that followed each quip that I made. So it's all going very well.
Good. Emmy, I was just like going through, you know, some interviews that you'd done and back, this was right at the, you know, a year ago, right? A year ago. And that you suffered from sleeplessness or maybe still do. How's it going?
Oh, wow. It's so funny that you mentioned this because I was awake from about 2 to 5 this morning, just feeling reeling anxiety. And no, I actually have been sleeping a little bit better. I adopted a dog and he is like a heavy, warm boy. So I used to use a weighted blanket and he took the weighted blanket and he loves it. And now he is my weighted blanket and I feel like everything is complete. So I won't say the problem's solved, but it's improved.
What's the name of your dog?
His name is George.
George. Nice. Yes.
And Emily... You got a dog too. I forgot. This is very exciting.
I have a dog as well, and my dog's name is Alan. We both have very old man names for our dogs.
Great. I get what's going on here.
Our dogs are both CPAs.
Right, exactly. So, all right. We have some great games for you. You want to play some games?
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay. Awesome. So first we have an audio quiz for you called Reality Breaking News. We are going to play you clips of real newscasters making cameos in fictional movies. You just identify the newscaster or the title of the movie. So we're going to go back and forth. You're going to take turns. You are essentially competing in this game.
Oh, yes.
Emmy.
Yes.
This one is for you. America's favorite forecaster questions paranormal weather in this 2016 reboot.
With the government trying to claim the event wasn't supernatural, despite so many eyewitness accounts to the contrary, the big question is, was it the 4 women who actually thwarted the attack? We may never know.
I have a feeling it's a superhero movie and I don't really watch those and the only news I listen to is Brian Lehrer, so it's going to be tricky.
Okay.
You're really hoping you were getting Brian Lehrer, question one.
That's all I know. But that sounded maybe, I'm going because you said forecaster, potentially an Al Roker?
Yes! That's right! Nice! Do you want to take a guess at the movie? It was... talking about 4 women and paranormal.
Right.
Weather.
So I was thinking it's potentially the all-female Ghostbusters reboot.
Yes, that is right.
Oh my God.
That
this is shocking.
Right. Shocking. That's right.
2 points on the board for Blotnick.
That's right.
Let's keep going.
All right, Emily, in this clip, a CNN anchor with a citrusy last name is interviewing a fictional pop star named Noni Jean.
Are you really British? And I ask because your former rapper boyfriend has been tweeting that you're faking that accent.
So that's from Beyond the Lights.
Yeah.
And citrusy last name, it's either Don Lemon or Rebecca Grapefruit. But the second one I made up. So I'm going to say it's probably Don Lemon.
Yeah, well reasoned. It is in fact Don Lemon and Beyond the Lights. You got it.
Wow.
All right, Emmy. This journalist is a Peabody winner for her coverage of the Bosnian War and her work on 60 Minutes. And here she's interviewing the fictional Pepper Potts about superhero stuff.
Okay.
His continuing erratic behavior may lead many people to ask themselves, can this man still protect us?
Iron Man never stopped protecting us. The events in Monaco prove that.
Oh, man. Man, oh, man. Well, the movie is unguessable in this one. Between you saying Pepper Potts and her saying Iron Man, I don't know. You'll never know who it could be. But I'm going to go with the movie being Iron Man and the broadcaster being Jennifer Lime. Is it another citrus?
Not Jennifer Lime. No.
I don't think they're all going to be citruses.
Oh, I thought that was the game. Okay, well, then I'll scratch off my answer of Rachel Orange and pack up my things.
Just before we take your answer for the product that this is from, can you get more specific? You said Iron Man. Is that going to be where you're going to end up on this answer?
Right. I feel the nudge towards a sequel, so I'm going to go Iron Man 3.
Too far.
Too far.
Don't go that far.
Ah, damn. I'm the real, like a Goldilocks of Iron Man. It's got to be the one in the middle. Iron Man 2. That's just right.
That is correct. Iron Man 2. And that is Christiane Amanpour.
Right.
All right, Emily, here is one for you. This clip is from a long-running Tom Cruise action franchise, and it features someone wearing a mask to disguise himself as a CNN anchor.
This image is live in Rome, looking toward the Vatican, and is as close as our cameras can get. It is believed that the Pope was in residence.
Okay, so that's Wolf Blitzer, but who is wearing a mask to be Wolf Blitzer? Is it Ethan Hunt from Mission Impossible?
Oh, yeah.
It is, in fact, Mission Impossible. That's Mission Impossible Fallout.
Yes.
My producer wants you to know that it was Simon Pegg's character wearing the mask.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen any of those movies, so I feel just impressed that I knew his character's name.
Yeah, in that case, doubly impressive. If you haven't even seen the films,
you. Fantastic.
And there's a new one coming out, right? Called Mission Impossible, shouting at the crew to wear their mask or something
like
that.
That's right.
I can't wait. It's the hardest mission yet. After the break, Emmy and Emily will play a game about trees hosted by a talking tree. Plus, the hilarious Lucas brothers will tell us about their dramatic turn writing Judas and the Black Messiah. And a little later, I'll talk to Fresh Off the Boat author Eddie Wong. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.